Welcome to the Green Room, where we help athletes be green and build green each and every day. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Green Room. I am Adam alongside Leon as always. And today, Leon, we're talking about one of our most important rules of the green team. Rule 6 is one that I think is just so critical. And rule 6 says, in order to build a green team, you must fight every day to build the green team. But like, I want to spend some time on that because I think there may be athletes listening that don't understand what does that mean to fight for your team.
Yeah. I'm like, so curious to find out like what were your thoughts when you made that rule, like the fight. Because when you say fight, I'm thinking like, what's up, man? What's
yeah,
up?
like a battle, right. Like conflict.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
So like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And I think conflict is a real thing here.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not about conflict like, oh, you've got to fight against two teammates fighting against each other. That's not the type of conflict I'm talking about. I'm talking about just like a deeper psychology conflict within us, a tension that we have.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the green team. We've got green, grays, and reds.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easier to be green or is it easier to be red?
Oh, by far, it's easy to be red.
Easier.
It takes no effort at all. Like, no. That's red, no effort.
No effort, actually, good point. Like, and if you did nothing, you'd probably fall to red.
Yeah, for sure.
So the reality is, most people don't want red.
Mm.
But yet it's where this pull is pulling us towards.
Yeah, yeah.
The path of least resistance leads us there. The easier path takes us there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this almost like this tension that's kind of pulling us down to red.
Yeah, for sure.
It's easier to like try to get mine than selflessly give it up to you and sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's easier to like eat the sugar snacks all day than to like resist it even when you want.
Oh, come on. That's the one right there. Come on. Don't get too personal, man. Stop it.
I've never seen this dude eat, actually. Every time I'm offering you something, you're always like, yeah, bro, I'm good.
But that's the reality, man. Like you said, it's easier, you know, for youngins to go to the party instead of studying. You know, it's easier that way. So
100%.
You're on point with that.
So the reality is, it's almost like there's this tension. If there's this tension, man, you're going to have to fight through it.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's where the term comes from. That's why we have to fight every day.
That's good.
We have to fight for the team we want because we won't be given it.
Yeah, come on.
It won't just happen. It doesn't just appear. We don't naturally just evolve into greatness.
Yeah.
You've got to work like crazy. And some days you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And some days it's tough. So can you fight through that?
Yeah.
Through those challenges, through that pain? Can you demonstrate the resiliency, the grittiness, to fight for the team you want? So that's where it actually came from.
Yeah.
But let's get even more specific on this.
Mm-hmm.
When we say you need to fight for your team, like what exactly are you fighting for?
Mm-hmm.
You are fighting for the standard.
Yeah, come on.
You're fighting for the standard.
Yeah, what's the standard?
Yep. And the reality is you are fighting against a slide.
Mm.
Or you're fighting against what we call slippage.
Yeah.
That, hey, this is what it takes to be great. This is what we need from everyone to be great, green level.
Right, yeah.
But remember, it's hard.
Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah.
There's going to be moments where people want to cut corners.
Yep.
There's going to be moments where we're going to kind of pull back on that expectation of standard or want to, because that standard's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Can we fight that slippage?
Yeah.
That's what we're fighting.
Man, that's so good, right? Because when I think about it, I think of, you know, success is based on what you're willing to survive. Like, what can you survive? Like, and surviving that slippage is what you just talked about. It's so powerful. Like, how can you get through this process of going from red to gray to green? Like, what are you willing to survive in order to honor that standard? Like, when you think about that, you know, fighting to honor a standard, like, that is so, that is green. That is the green rule. Like,
literally,
like, fighting to honor a standard. But having that at the top of your mind, you know, and not basically making your whole entire game just about what you can do on the field or, you know, how great of a athlete you are, but having the mindset that says, also, I'm going to have to battle some leadership and characteristic flaws and difficulties and things of that nature. So,
because if you're not fighting for it, you're going to easily get yourself into bad habits, bad tendencies.
Yeah.
You're going to adopt some bad behaviors.
Yeah.
You're going to start allowing things that you shouldn't.
Yeah,
you're going to start incorporating in your team habits that are not championship level habits.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start kind of lowering the standard on that.
Yeah.
And little by little, there will just be these increments of slippage.
Yeah.
And why couldn't you sustain it? Because there were moments where you took the path of least resistance that you couldn't fight through and overcome.
Yeah, come on.
So for us, You know, I think about this with like parenting. You've got a little, you know, not a little one anymore, but
they get older so fast.
She's
right?
getting older. Yeah, I've got little ones. Yours is a little older. But like when when we're raising our kids, like man, we're having to like every day, like hold the standard. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what we do. Nope, that's not acceptable. Nope, that's not allowed. Nope, we're not gonna tolerate that. Mm-hmm. Nope, nope. I already told you once. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not willing to fight every day, and I start taking weeks off. Mm-hmm. I start not worrying about that detail, not caring about that detail, not addressing that anymore, not focused on that. Yeah. Man, little by little, you're going to see our standard dip. Yeah. Decline, decline, decline. And before you know, we're going to be in a place where like, man, this isn't where I want to be.
Right.
And it's because I just wasn't willing to roll my sleeves and fight hard enough.
Right.
So for us, you know, it's about fighting to hold the standard. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask all the players listening right now. Right now, do you think you all collectively are doing a great job fighting to hold the standard? Mm. Do you think there's moments where you get casual and you allow little things to kind of pass by or like not be too concerned? And, you know, if someone shows up 2 minutes late, it's not that big of a deal. If someone doesn't really, you know, finish out their sets in the weight room, it's not that big of a deal. Or someone kind of cuts corners on their running and conditioning, it's not that big of a deal. Is your team culture right now one that is fighting for the standard or getting a little casual with it? Wrestle with that, right?
You have to.
And we know that that's going to be a tension that teams are going to fight through. Yeah. It's why we introduced this theme of lifeguarding.
Yeah, for sure.
Lifeguarding. And lifeguard, I'll let you kind of, lifeguarding, you know the teaching concept, but if you had to explain lifeguarding to someone that's new and how we do it and lead them up, how would you describe the role of the lifeguard?
Yeah, I mean, I'd ask a simple question. What do you think is the job description of a lifeguard? Most people would say, you know, saving lives, right? Saving lives, and kind of, but shouldn't, as a lifeguard, you know, want to pay attention to things so you don't have to save someone's life, you know, preventing things from happening. And that's how I would describe a lifeguard. Like, you want to make sure that you're paying attention to what's happening so that things don't go red, don't drown, you know, but before you can actually do something about it. So being proactive instead of reactive is the job description of a lifeguard.
And it's proactive on the standard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
It's proactive to prevent slippage. And I love what you just said right there, because it is part of a lifeguard's job to jump in the water and save someone, but that's only like 1% of what they do.
Right, yeah.
I mean, like, people aren't drowning every day at the pool at the community center. Occasionally, maybe one a summer. Or two a summer, or maybe an incident. But what really is happening in a lifeguard's mindset is they're scanning.
They're
looking around and they're like, man, that could be a problem. Yeah. Hey, there could be something there. And they're trying to help keep things in a good place. Yeah. And we use this little metaphor of lifeguarding and lead them up because, you know, when you go to the beach, if there's a red flag in the sand, it means danger. Mm-hmm. Stay away. Yeah. Don't go there. Mm-hmm. Avoid. Mm-hmm. Well, on our green team, the red, same message. Don't go there. Stay away and avoid it. Yeah. But once again, we have tendencies to go there.
Yeah.
But lifeguards are going to be the ones that are going to be fighting.
Yeah.
To keep us afloat.
Yeah, come on, talk to me.
To keep me in the green. Yeah. That if I start slipping, they jump in.
Not even slipping, though. Quick story, right? I was at the water park in Pennsylvania, and I did like a little light jog, right? And most of the time, you know, the lifeguards, they're younger. The younger guy, you know, immediately took his glasses off and blew his whistle at me for like. And I'm looking up at him like, yo, why you blowing your whistle at me? And I looked down, and there was a puddle there.
Yeah.
He was actually preventing me from that slippage there, you know? And that's his job. That's the job of a lifeguard.
Is it easier not to blow the whistle?
Oh, it's so much easier, right? Oh, he's an adult. I'm going to just let him run. Let him go. Right.
You know, and that's a great call. It's why the number one most used phrase by lifeguards that they say is walk.
Walk.
Now keep in mind, when the lifeguard says walk, the individual's not in danger right at that moment.
Right.
Because if they were in danger, like truly danger in that moment, they wouldn't just say walk. They'd like jump out of their seat. They'd do something.
Yeah.
It's a preventative statement. It's walk, because if you keep going in that direction, it could lead to danger.
Yeah. Right.
Lifeguards are ones that are going to fight for teams to hold the standard, to avoid slippage.
Yeah.
There's a clip that was a couple years ago that I've shared with some of the teams before, where there was an individual, Draymond Green, of the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just give high level kind of this overview. His team, the Warriors, were eliminated from the playoffs by the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks later, he went on ESPN and he was talking about the season and all that. And the interviewer asked him, man, what happened? He actually said, he used the term slippage. He actually called himself out in his leadership that he did not fight for the team great enough. Wow. So there was a big kind of issue at the beginning of the season with him and another teammate where there was some conflict. Yeah. And there was a lot of controversy around it. And what it did is it caused him to pull back. Yeah. He actually said that. Wow. He wasn't inserting himself. He wasn't speaking up as much. He was kind of just going with the flow. Yeah. And I would say not really fighting. Right. Yeah. Just kind of coasting with it. Yeah. And he actually said between the start of the season at the end of October to February, he admitted on this show that he didn't really speak up much. Mm. He just kind of like let things just kind of go because he was kind of annoyed, bothered, just whatever. Mm-hmm. He said it wasn't until February where he started to speak up on different areas. But he said during that time when he began to speak up, they had experienced 4 months of slippage where in all these little areas of their habits, of their behaviors as a team, of their tendencies on the court, they had experienced all this slippage. He actually used the term slippage 3 times during the interview. Wow. He said there was slippage in all these areas, areas that normally he would be the one to say, hey, knock that off. No, that's not what we do here. No, that's not how we operate here. He stopped fighting for the team. Wow. And there was 4 months of slippage. He finally began to speak up and use his voice. He began fighting for the team in mid-February, but he actually admitted it was too late.
Too late. Wow.
We'd already kind of established who we were at that point. We couldn't turn it around enough. We saw a little bit of an increase. He actually said their whole season, he blamed it on him not fighting for the team for the 4 months in the beginning of the season. That it experienced that much slippage. Mm-hmm. When we talk about fighting, we are talking about, I'm going to challenge you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show up. I'm going to push you. I'm going to push myself. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It may create some tension. Yeah. It may be tough. You may fight back at some moments.
Right.
I'm going to have to fight through some moments on my own self. Yeah. But I'm willing to fight for this every day to keep us there because I think it's worth it. Mm. And I think it's going to produce good things.
Yeah, nonstop. Wow, that's so good, man. When I think of it, you know, are you willing to go to war with red in order to be green? Are you willing to go to war? Like studies show in the first 20 minutes of your morning, your mind is moving at 10.5 wave cycles per second. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, right?
I'm intrigued.
But the first 20 minutes of your morning, your mind is the most influential. So whatever it is that you do in the first 20 minutes of your morning, that's what sets the tone for your day. It sets the tempo for your day. So if you pick up that phone in the first 20 minutes of your morning and somebody's talking trash on social media, the other team, you know how it is, players. You know, the other team's talking trash and that gets you out of your mode. The first 20 minutes of your morning, that has set the tone for your day. So now when you go into practice and you're going into school and the class, you may be a hothead because of what happened in that first 20 minutes of your day. So I think going to war with red, going to war with those negative moments in the first 20 minutes of your day can be helpful for our athletes.
And that's fighting.
Yeah, that's fighting, right? Don't pick up that phone. You know,
if you know that phone's going
to if you know that's something that brings you down, don't do it in the first 20 minutes of your morning. Like, set the tone for your day. Go to war with this thing. That's so good.
So for us, you know, when we think about the green team, knowing the dynamic that it's easier to be red than to be green.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's always a pull, you're going to have to fight against that. And we say, if you're not fighting for green, you'll fall to red. That's the dynamic. And it was interesting. I was just on vacation not that long ago, and you know, I was doing some surfing. I did about 12 hours of surfing, and I remember thinking about this theme of just like fighting against, because one of the days when I was in Costa Rica, and the ocean on that particular day, man, just had this current that was just like, oh, it was like, it was exhausting.
Yeah.
You go in the water at that point, but then the current takes you down like a block or so. Yeah. And you look up and you're like, where's my umbrella?
Right.
You know, like, it's like, oh, gosh. Yeah, and you got to work your way back. And then you are walking against the current because the pool's pulling against and you're going to have to fight against that. And yes, steps will be harder. Mm-hmm. The work will be harder. Mm-hmm. It will require a fight, but man, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth it. Yeah. And I always say green teams change your life. Yeah. They change your life. They give you a memory you'll never forget, an experience that will live with you forever. Mm-hmm. But they take a lot of work to get there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we're thinking about this, friends, you know, you're on a team. And the reality is there's expectations and things you love to reach and aspirations you love to pursue. It's going to require an extra level of fight. And at the end of the year, if your team is landing in the green, there's a good chance you won the fight.
Yeah,
you won the fight.
Yeah.
You battled the rounds. Yeah. You went the distance. You got the knockout at the end. But if you're sitting there at the end of the time, or if you're in a position where, like, man, your team's grayish red, I'm just going to challenge you. Man, strap up the gloves. It's time to start fighting a little harder for this. You're not winning the fight, per se. It's going to require each and every one of you to lean in. It's going to require your leadership to step up. It's going to require you to be more green and to be more intentional, to build more green each and every day. It's time to win the fight. And winning is always the best option. Hey, on behalf of Leon, I am Adam. We are Lead 'Em Up. And as always on the Green Room, until next time, we're out.
Helping athletes be green and build green each and every day.